Hi. Hello and welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting.
Maybe you have to introduce all the council members.
Should we? I'm not sure how far we got on the
flashlights and the pyrotechnics and have them run in from the outside.
Well, trust me, we're all here, and we're excited that to be here and to conduct the city's business. So we'll just press forward. We will begin with an invocation by Lucia Anderson with the Family Federation for World Peace and Unification, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Bryant Farber. So if you could please join me in standing for the pledge and the invocation.
Please join me in prayer. Dear God, you are our heavenly parent. You are creator. You're the God of mystery and paradox. You're the God of compassion and also structure, laws, and rules. I pray for your spirit and blessing to be upon the city council this evening, that they may be filled with compassion, with wisdom, with insight, for making the laws and rules and decisions that affect our community. I pray that Mesa can be a light to the state. I pray that Arizona can be a light to the nation, and the nation can be a light to the world. Heavenly Father, you've called all of us to be here, to be in your service, and I pray that our community can be in service to others. Thank you, and be with all this evening. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Two.
Thank you, Bryant and Mrs. Anderson, for your help with getting our meeting started. The first item on our agenda is awards and recognitions, and so under the recognitions category, Council Member Luna, I understand we have some folks here that ought to be recognized.
Thank you, Mayor. I want to introduce two students from Benedictine University who have decided to shadow me today, and that's Guadalupe Martinez and Ana Gonzalez Laredo. If we can have you stand, we can give them a round of applause. Thank you so much for being here.
Great. I encourage anyone in the community that wants to shadow Councilmember Luna, that would be a great experience. Encourage you all to look into that. The next item on our agenda is the consent agenda. So we would invite Kevin Christopher to come forward and read the consent agenda. Kevin.
Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for All Saints Roman Catholic Parish, one-day religious event, Friday, February 13th, 1534 North Wrecker Road. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for St. Timothy Catholic Church, one-day religious event, Saturday, February 14th, 1730 West Guadalupe Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for A&E Market, 1231 South Mesa Drive. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Dobson Ranch Inn and Suites, 1666 South Dobson Road. Item 4A, act on three-year term contract for police vehicle maintenance and repair services for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4B, act on three-year term contract for plumbing services for the Facilities Maintenance Department. Item 4C, act on contract for pump repairs for Flow Rider at Rhodes Aquatics Complex for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4D, act on one-year renewal of term contract for vector control services for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4E, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for replacement commercial-grade fitness equipment and supplies for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4F, act on change order and dollar limit increase for the term contract for landscape maintenance services for zones 1, 2, and 4, parks, retention, basins, and sports fields for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4G, act on 1-year renewal of the term contract for automatic vehicle locating system devices and service for the facilities maintenance, development, and sustainability, solid waste, engineering, transportation, and water resources departments. Item 4H, act on contract to purchase one new truck with 77-foot aerial device and telescopic boom for the Energy Resources Department. This purchase is funded by the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund. Item 4I, act on 3-year term contract for reduced pressure backflow prevention assemblies for the Water Resources Department. Item 4J, act on 3-year term contract for traffic signal meter pedestals for the Material and Supplies Warehouse for the Transportation Department. Item 4K, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for luminaires and components for streetlight lamps for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for the Transportation and Facilities Maintenance Departments. Item 4L, act on 3-year term contract for trench shoring safety equipment rental services for the Water Resources and Energy Resources Departments. Item 4M, act on contract for Northwest Water Reclamation Plant Miscellaneous Improvements 2015. This project is funded by 2014 authorized wastewater bonds. Item 5A, act on recommendation from the Audit, Finance, and Enterprise Committee to accept the city's comprehensive annual financial report for the fiscal year ended June 30th, 2014. Item 7A, act on resolution declaring that certain documents filed with the city clerk and entitled Personnel Appeals Board Hearing Procedural Rules for Classified Employees, excluding sworn law enforcement, and Personnel Appeals Board Hearing Procedural Rules for Sworn Law Enforcement Employees, dated February 9th, 2015, as a public record. Item 7B, introduction of ordinance amending Title II, Chapter 18 of the Mesa City Code, and adopting by reference Personnel Appeals Board Hearing Procedural Rules for Classified Employees, excluding sworn law enforcement, and Personnel Appeals Board Hearing Procedural Rules for Sworn Law Enforcement Employees relating to increasing the total number of board members from 3 to 5. Item 8A, introduction of ordinance amending Mesa City Code, Title IV, Building Regulations, Chapter 1, Section 1E, the definition of owner to include other legal entities, amending 4-1-9A to add it's a violation to allow occupancy or failing to prevent occupancy of unsafe buildings, and to add that a failure to comply with a written order to abate a violation to the building regulations is unlawful, and amending Chapter 1, Section 9E, penalty clause. Item 8B, introduction of ordinance amending Mesa City Code, Title 8, Health, Sanitation, and Environment, Chapter 6, Section 2, the definitions of owner and person, and Section 19, Individual Residential Rental Inspection, to add a new subsection E stating it's a violation to allow a condition that materially affects the health and safety of occupants of residential rental property. Item 9A, act on ordinance regarding Z14-060, the 8,000 through 8,200 blocks of East Ray Road, located east of Sossman Road on the north and south sides of Ray Road, a rezone to facilitate development of a future employment park. Item 9B, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement with Mar West Enterprises, Santan 74, Ray 39A, and Ray 39C to facilitate industrial development of the property located from the 8,000 to 8,200 blocks of East Ray Road. Item 10A, act on ordinance regarding Z14-052, 2628 West Birchwood Circle, located north of Broadway Road and east of the Loop 101 freeway. Rezone and modification of the existing planned area development overlay to allow the subdivision of an existing business park. Item 10B, act on ordinance regarding Z14-053, the 8,200 to 8,400 blocks of East Ray Road, located west of the northwest and southwest corners of East Ray Road and South Hawes Road. Rezone and modification of planned area development overlay to allow expansion of the Gateway Park planned area development. Item 10C, act on ordinance regarding Z14-055, 10,309 East Hampton Avenue, located south of Southern Avenue and east of Crismon Road. Rezone and site plan review to allow for development of a medical center. Item 10D, act on ordinance regarding Z14-054, parcel 13 at Mountain Bridge, the 8,800 to 8,900 blocks of East McCullough's Road on the south side, and parcel 16 at Mountain Bridge, the 8,900 to 9,100 blocks of McCullough's Road on the south side. This is located west of Ellsworth Road and south of East McCallops Road. These are rezones to allow development of a residential subdivision for parcel 13 and establish commercial zoning for parcel 16. Item 10E, act on ordinance regarding Z14-056, 457, 505, and 507 South Morris, located south of Broadway Road and east of Country Club Drive, are rezoned to allow for the future expansion of a mechanical business. Item 10F, act on an ordinance regarding Z14-057, 6751 South Mountain Road, located east of Signal Butte Road on the north side of Pecos Road, rezone and site plan review to allow for development of an industrial building. Item 10G, act on ordinance regarding Z14-058, 2333 South Power Road, located south of Baseline Road on the east side of Power Road, rezone and site plan modification to allow for expansion of a veterinary clinic. Item 10H, act on ordinance regarding Z14-059, 8650 East Brown Road, located west of Ellsworth Road on the south side of Brown Road, rezone and site plan review to allow for development of a single residential subdivision. Item 11A, act on subdivision plat for Dahlia Point, the 3100 block of South Power Road, located south and east of South Power and East Guadalupe Roads. Item 11B, act on subdivision plat for Hendricks Point, the 10,100 block of East Brown Road, located east of Crismon Road on the north side of Brown Road. And item 11C, act on subdivision plat for 1810 Rosemont Business Condominiums, 1810 North Rosemont, located south of McKellops Road and west of Higley Road. This is a final plat for three commercial condo parcels. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Council, could we please have a motion? We already have a motion and a second for approval. Would you please cast your vote? Thank you. The consent agenda passes with a unanimous vote. The next item on our agenda is agenda item 12A, to take action on a resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into a pre-annexation and development agreement with the City of Coolidge and Pinal Land Holdings, LLC. Councilmember Finter, do you need to...
Yes, sir. I've been informed by the city attorney that I have the potential of a conflict of interest, so I've stayed out of any discussions on this, and I'll be abstaining from voting this evening. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Councilmember Finter. Council, any other discussion on this agenda item? If not, Ms. Mickelson, do we have anyone from the public that's expressed an interest in this one?
No request, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a motion from the council on this? It has been moved by Vice Mayor Kavanaugh and seconded by Councilmember Glover for approval. Please cast your vote. The vote is 6 ayes, and Councilmember Finter has recused himself, declaring a conflict of interest. The agenda item 8 is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak?
No request, Mayor.
We do not. Okay. In that case, we would entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting. So moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. We are adjourned.